frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. A hiatus for The Little Prince, Part 2. End of the line? The Fort George Railway in Claidley-Tenay Memorial Park has announced a pause in the Little Prince's operations over the course of summer 2026. As this steam locomotive ceases to move, true, it may not affect the entire province, but here in northern BC, the cascading effects of the interruption in hyper-localized summer transportation plans could directly affect the economy through a sharp drop-off in ice cream sales, a supply glut of steam locomotive fuel, and a sales decline of Mr. PG merchandise at the Exploration Place gift shop. These financial effects could ripple through our fair community of Prince George, Claidley-Tenay, and in turn the rest of northern BC. On a scale similar to a downscale model of a larger full-size train. Ian Gregg at CIFA Radio investigates what caused the Little Prince miniature steam locomotive to come to a screeching halt. Which entities are behind it? Why it matters? What vulnerabilities have been exposed, and whether the competition at the Central BC Railway and Forest Industry Museum is ready to swoop in and scoop up the Little Prince's passengers in waiting, or is their capacity prepared to handle the stranded hordes of summer travelers seeking miniature locomotive transportation near the confluence of our two rivers? Some might compare the magnitude of this event to a blizzard hitting Vancouver YVR Airport in July. But before panic settles in, CIFA Radio headed to the scene of the disruption in Claidley-Tenay Memorial Park at the Exploration Place, where the Little Prince miniature steam locomotive lays dormant.
I'm Sean Allen. I'm the chief engineer of the Fort George Railway.
And yourself?
I'm Melissa Lear, executive director at the Exploration Place.
There is typically a fare that is charged before boarding the Little Prince, a steam engine. Sometimes there's sponsorship and we get to ride it for free, which is amazing, but there's a maintenance cost to this. Things don't just happen all by themselves. What kind of maintenance costs are we talking about with the Little Prince? To maintain the tracks? Does it cost to maintain the engine? The wheels? Do the wheels wear out? What happens with this thing?
Absolutely everything with the train is steel on steel. It all wears out, all retains regular maintenance. The tracks have regular maintenance that happens with tie replacements, ballast replacements. The track gauging, which is a 24-inch gauge track, making sure that it stays straight and true to itself to keep the train on. The train itself is winterized every year and put back together by our lovely team engineers.
The whole thing is taken apart and put back together again?
Deep winterized. So just like you'd winterize a motorhome, all the water's removed, it's blown out, all the brass is taken off and stored to keep it in good condition. Right. All the safeties are taken off to make sure they work and operate when they're required to for safety purposes. Every spring we do vigorous testing, working with Technical Safety BC to make sure that it's safe to operate. And all of it does come with a considerable upfront cost before we even operate for the year for passengers.
So Technical Safety BC did an assessment of the rail that the Little Prince runs on, and they found a few issues along the 2.2 length of track. Can you tell us a little bit about that situation?
So before this even gets to Technical Safety, we work really closely with a rail contractor to do the work and make sure that it is safe for everybody. And we have determined that it is in need of significant repairs in certain aspects, because the tracks itself, being such a small continuous steel loop, expands and contracts in the heat and in the sun. And that's where the problem mostly comes from, is that it wants to move. It walks, it changes shape, it's constantly pushing out.
This looks like something that doesn't move, but it does.
Yes, it absolutely does.
So to take a quick pause for clarity, Technical Safety BC are not the fun police in this situation. Kate Parker, VP of Operations at Technical Safety BC, provided comment.
So safety is the top priority for all passenger-carrying railways, whether the railway is a major industrial line or a beloved heritage attraction in a public park. The safety requirements exist to protect the public, the off, and the community. In the case of the Little Prince, operating this track is a significant undertaking. The track maintenance and the infrastructure upkeep and the daily safety operations land on the railway permit holder and operator. We understand, based on the feedback that we have heard, that the Little Prince had a full engineering review of the track, and they found that there was significant track deterioration. So it was the operator's decision, based on their resource constraints and the information that they received from the engineer, to delay opening this year. Technical Safety PC is not shutting down the railway. Rather, the operators have made a safety and operational decision based on the resources required to meet the necessary safety standards.
Okay, so that's VP of Operations at Technical Safety BC, Kate Parker. Let's go back to Sean Allen, Chief Engineer at the Fort George Railway in Clayley Tenay Memorial Park and at Exploration Place.
And the main issue is that right now there's a section of track that is in need of groundwork. So 50 years from the 70s till now, nothing has really happened to the underbed of the tracks. So 50 years of erosion, water control, moving back and forth, and people moving up and down the tracks, walking along the sides, and the banks have now rounded. So as the tracks are able to move left and right, it's now the weak point where, as it expands, it pushes out over the side of the embankment, which causes an unsafe situation.
Sean and Alyssa, take me along for a close-up inspection of the rail.
As you actually look down, you can see that each joint just starts to kink.
Right.
So you'll see have it narrow, which means the train has to force its way through that section, which will cause massive wear on the wheels, massive wear on the rails, if it stays on, or it'll jump.
Right.
Yeah.
Darn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Darn. Oh, Little Prince. Jeez.
Sean and I are optimistic we can make this all work. Oh, see, this is new. This just moving and popping out.
Oh, man.
We could potentially have a derailment. The one thing that we absolutely do not want, and as everybody knows, derailments are the bane of a railway's existence.
It's almost like cute to think about the Little Prince derailing. Like, I think obviously a derailment of a train is a horrible, horrible thing to have happen. You never, ever, ever want to see that. And obviously you wouldn't want to have that happen here in Clay Memorial Park. But on the scale of the Little Prince, it's somehow miniaturized in my mind. But we don't want that. We don't want the ice cream going everywhere.
Well, no, absolutely. It's obviously a safety risk, and there's a lot of families that ride this. And the last thing Sean and I want is to put the safety of our riders in jeopardy. I mean, regardless of what Technical Safety at BC or A&B Rail said, Sean and I have to be 100% confident in the safety of the Little Prince in order to operate it. And at this time, we're just not, and we're not willing to risk it. So.
And you might be wondering to what extent repairs ought to be made to the Little Prince's continuous loop 2.2 kilometer, 24 inch, narrow gauge track set.
For a permanent fix, it'd be ideal to have a small retaining wall to keep it flat.
Right.
Something that's pushing against to stay upright.
Right.
Ideally, long term, if we can get some funding for concrete blocks, that'd be amazing. Because it would be a forever option, as opposed to a temporary wooden one that will repair in 10, 20 years. Or even just putting gravel back down. We can always put gravel back down and tamp it down and make it work for the season, but is that really what we're after? Having to spend that money year after year after year.
Do you think that there could be a contingent of very committed volunteers that comes out here with ballast and tampers and just gets to work on this trail, and we can pound this thing out over a weekend? Or how's that going to work?
So there's a little bit of complication. The work isn't overly complicated that needs to happen. However, the train has a significant history, but so does this entire park. We know that by the name, Clayley Tenay Memorial Park. So this is the original village site of Clayley, and it has huge cultural significance to the community, Clayley Tenay Nation. And it is an archaeological site. So in order for us to do any sort of ground disturbance to make the repairs that are necessary, we have to go through the correct permitting process through the province. And that requires very specific permits, trained archaeologists, and on-site monitoring. So really, it's not up to us whether we do these repairs. It's up to the archaeology branch to give us permission. And if permission is granted, we don't know what the cost of that archaeological work is going to be. So it's a complex project, and it's not just a matter of us getting the work done and having volunteer time and all the supplies volunteered. The archaeology is a big component of that.
It could be done. It's just going to take a coordinated effort.
Exactly. And because of the complexity of the project and, you know, all the regulations required and the permits required, we are really waiting on answers from outside organizations on whether we can even do the work to begin with. I should say that we really respect Clateley Tene Nation and the significance of this park. So we want to respectfully do this work and we want to make sure that we have all permitting required, but also we want to have the permission of the nation in order to do this work. If they weren't interested and they weren't supporting the Little Prince, that would change things drastically. But we've been really thankful for the support that we've received from the nation. And we know that they are on board with trying to get the Little Prince running as well.
And the placement of the ballast along the tracks is one of the issues with erosion and shifting. But what is ballast?
So railway construction, just like a road, you need to have a very solid bed for the ties and everything to sit on. So that is what's kind of underneath the ties and underneath the ground that you don't see. Then you come along and you put the ties down, and then you put the rails on the ties, and the ballast is what holds the ties in place. So you come along after the railway is done, and you pour a large 3/4 to 1 inch kind of grade gravel that'll lock into itself to hold the ties in place, but also be well draining. So they don't have pooling on the tracks and water being held up against the ties to cause rot.
Right. So when you see those rocks on the bed of the rail, don't pick them up and throw them at the train. They're there for a reason. They're keeping the rail in place.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Executive Director Alyssa Lear made reference to waiting on permitting and permission from a number of outside organizations before any work can really begin on repairing the rail. The province is but one of these entities.
We got federal regulations, municipal regulations, we got provincial regulations. There's a whole...
Okay, it's a park, so municipal government is involved. It's on a historic site where the Clateley Tene's main village was located, so Clateley Tene First Nation is involved. British Columbia has archaeological regulations, so the province is involved.
But the federal government?
Wait, right. Railways across Canada are a federally regulated thing. They regulate the railroad just on the other side of the river from the park that the Little Prince was once used to build. What's going on here? Kate Parker, VP of Operations at Technical BC, has an answer.
The scale and equipment of a heritage track compared to a major industrial line are very different. The Little Prince obviously operates on a much smaller narrow gauge track compared to the heavy rails used by commercial freight. The underlying physics of the operations are the same. Both systems require stable embankment, proper drainage, and strong railway ties to ensure that the tracks stay in place. Whether it's a freight train or a 100-year-old miniature steam engine, if the ground underneath the track erodes, the infrastructure is no longer safe to support passengers. You're right that the CN Rail and VIA Rail tracks are overseen federally. In British Columbia, passenger rail, including Heritage Rail, is under Technical Safety BC's purview. But we do TransLink, the high-capacity and high-speed rail in Vancouver. So we do look at passenger rail, but the larger rails like CN are handled federally.
Okay. Now that everyone's insatiable curiosity about bureaucracy is satisfied, we can get back to the predicament of the Little Prince's Heritage Classified passenger transportation system and the potential economic impacts locally. The Little Prince at Clateley Tene Memorial Park is not the only miniature locomotive wheel in town. There is another, even smaller, self-propelled rail vehicle further upstream in the confluence, closer to the mouth of the Nechaco River in the Island Cache area. That is the Central BC Railway and Forestry Museum. Park manager Brian Veek shares his opportunistic vision amidst the transportation chaos created by the Little Prince's hiatus.
We are more than prepared. As many people know, we have over 1,000 people a night come at Christmas time. So the little blip over at the other park there, we're more than capable of taking care of that.
And what about ice cream sales? Do you actually have ice cream on a cone here? Can you match the demand for cold dairy in these hot summer days that are approaching? Curator Sophia Bustier.
We don't have dairy, but we do sell all sorts of soft drinks and pop and all that. Juice and lots of fun stuff at the gift shop.
I guess that'll have to do. Yeah. What kind of rail setup do you have here for tourists and park goers to ride around on?
Well, I mean, of course, we have over 50 pieces of full-size rolling stock here, but our little miniature railway, we've got about a kilometer of track, 7.5-inch gauge, and we have four different engines on site. Two of them are gasoline hydraulic, and two of them are those fancy electric locomotives that we have.
What's the name of your train? What do you call this?
Our railway is called the Cottonwood Railway. Of course, right next door is the bird sanctuary, Cottonwood Island, and all those magnificent Cottonwood Island cottonwood trees.
Very fitting. All right.
Also Cottonwood Express as well, right?
The Cottonwood Express?
Oh, yeah.
So the Little Prince over at Clayley Today Memorial Park, operated by Exploration Place, is a steam engine, which is very unique and very cool. But you're telling me that you have diesel and electric units here in operation.
We do, and just not to be outdone by Fort George Railway, we also have one of our members has a live steam engine as well. So he comes by once in a while and tests it. Unfortunately, we don't have him pulling public trains, but that's what our trains are for. So
there is a level of potential hazard or danger when it comes to high-pressure steam engines, is that right?
Yeah, we try not to scald our passengers too much.
The electric model that you have, what is the larger scale train that engine is modeled after?
Well, the two electric locomotives, one of them is a model of our very own GF6C electric locomotive that's here in the park that used to haul coal between Tumbler and Prince George. And the other one is an M420 Elko locomotive made by the Montreal Locomotive Works.
And the coal that it used to haul, was that coal ever used to put into steam engines?
It was used to make steel in Japan.
Completely different purpose.
It is.
Is there a stated payload hauling capacity for the engine? How many persons?
There is almost no limit to what we'll do to haul customers here and steal them from the Fort George Railway. So typically we can fit four or five adults on a rail car, and we'll have three or four cars on a train, just because we're limited by the adhesion of the locomotives to the track. So in order to climb some of the hills and things, it's easier if we keep our trains limited to three or four cars.
For the record, Mr. Veek's claims of being able to handle the capacity from the Fort George Railway in Clayley Tenney Memorial Park are dubious, as the Little Prince's passenger capacity is more than double.
Yeah, we actually just built a new piece of track through the park, which is kind of fun for winter operations.
Oh, really?
Brand new tunnel.
How long is your track now?
Well, about a kilometer.
So it's roughly half of what's over in Clayley Memorial, which may be a factor for rail goers this summer, but it's growing.
Well, our track also goes around our 8.5-acre.
Understood.
Park, and not
all
only
right.
does it go past.
When it comes to people actually
really
being
cool
able to access the Cottonwood Express here at the museum, when can they do this? Is it 24 hours a day? Can they loop around the park for their travel needs? Or when can they access the Cottonwood Express?
So we are open from 11 to 4. Currently, that's 7 days a week. And you have to buy a ticket at front desk, and you can get a ride on the mini rail. Like Brian said, it's about a kilometer track around the 8 acres of the park. And it's running every hour at the current time. But in summer, it's going to be every half hour.
And what does it cost per passenger on the Cottonwood Express? And are those prices inflating now with the increased demand created by the hiatus of the Little Prince over in Clayley Today Memorial Park?
$4 a ticket, and it's staying at $4 a ticket.
Prices remain stable here at the museum. It is not at all impacted by the energy crisis abroad. It's sticking around. Brian, I don't know, what gauge of rail does the Cottonwood Express run on?
7.5.
Oh, 7.5, right. You mentioned that. That's completely different.
Yeah, they are a 2-foot gauge over at the Fort George Railway.
That is a crazy machine.
It's pretty awesome. That was actually a railway engine used to build the Grand Trunk Pacific back in 1914.
It was actually in production and service. Can the same be said about your engines here at the park?
Well, our engines, like for the mini rail, were actually used to build our own railway as well. So we have some work train cars that go with it as well. So we're kind of mimicking the real thing as well.
Actually, it's really, really cool.
While it appears the Central BC Railway and Forestry Museum has ambitions of eating the Little Prince's lunch, how does the Exploration Place feel about their competition in town?
Now, the competition in town. So the Railway Forestry Museum has a much smaller scale electric train.
Here's Executive Director Elisa Lear.
I mean, we love the Railway and Forestry Museum, and we all love to ride that little train, but it's not comparable at all. to operate a legitimate and certified railway and have a boiler that we're having to, you know, run that's 114 years old, it's not comparable to an amusement ride. We love it, but certainly the rules and regulations are completely different, and the certifications for someone to run the Little Prince are vastly more difficult to obtain than, you know, operating the one at the Railway Museum.
In your view, is the electric train setup that they have running over there just a bunch of hyped up, modernized hokum? And steam is really what's going to get us through the 21st century?
I mean, the Little Prince really suits the Exploration Place, and it makes sense that we are operating it. It's historically very valuable. The science behind how the train operates is significant as well, so it fits really well for the Exploration Place. In terms of replacing the Little Prince with something that's an amusement ride and it's electrical, that's not something that we would be interested in taking on in the future. It just doesn't fit mission and mandate for us. For us, the importance is the history and what the Little Prince represents.
While the Exploration Place and the Fort George Railway at Kalaidli Tenay Memorial Park is resisting the idea that the local competition could be a credible threat to the economic model of their transportation system, we return to park manager at the Central BC Railway and Forestry Museum, Brian Veek, to explore a rumor of a historic rivalry between the two locomotive operations.
The rivalry between these two rail operating services goes back many years, and I understand there were some audio battles between the two parks.
Actually, that's a bit of a misconception. We had audio greetings back when we had our steam days and our steam crane was still operating. We'd whistle greetings to the guys over at Fort George and they would whistle back again. We even have grand plans to have connecting services between the two.
So this rivalry is actually more of a misconception. This sounds like more of a cooperation. In what ways does the museum here support the museum there? What are the connections between the Exploration Place and what you do here?
Central BC Railway and Forestry Museum Interim Executive Director Christos Vartakostas.
I think as museums, I think the relationship is always evolving, and you know, it depends on who's involved and how much time do we have, because they're such busy and always hard-pressed services in terms of just being able to fund all the things that we do. But the exhibiting of rail in terms of the mini rail and our Cottonwood Express and the Little Prince, as you were talking about, are one part of much bigger services. So it's important that we talk about who does what, and so that we're actually collaborating and coordinated in terms of how we preserve and exhibit our heritage collectively.
Yeah, I think it's really important to have both of our museums in town and flourishing, because we both talk about different parts of the history of the town of Prince George, and I think that both of our museums put together helps either tourists or locals get the full story of how our city came to be. So I think it's very important to collaborate with them and to have a good relationship, just so we can both exhibit that full context of our town.
It's railway and forestry in our case, and so those sectors were instrumental in building the community, and so I think people should come and see that and ride the Cottonwood Express to see it all.
One thing about our mini rail, which is really great, is it's an opportunity to interact with our guests and cross-promote all kinds of things that are going on in Prince George, whether it's the winery across the river or Exploration Place or our friends over at Hubble Homestead, amongst many others. It's really neat to chit-chat with people from literally all over the world. We've got a map inside where people can put a little pin in, and if you take a look at that, it's absolutely shocking where the people come from. It's really, really fascinating.
And when those people stop in, I imagine the Exploration Place and the Little Prince is on that list.
Oh, absolutely. The amount of sticky notes I've written giving people directions is astronomical.
Those guys over at Fort George Railway need a hand. We've got spare rail for their track and work gangs here that can help them out.
Well, it may be a relief to many to know that the historic days of cutthroat miniature rail competition are over in Prince George Kalaidli Tenay, with neither organization wishing to bankrupt the other. And as far as the help that Mr. Veek and the Central BC Railway and Forestry Museum team are offering, the Little Prince's operations possibly could benefit from some assistance, because there's actually more than just the train track and the engine itself that needs maintenance.
An ongoing issue that the Exploration Place has been fundraising for a few years, and that's just how to store the Little Prince. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So the Quonset hut behind me was installed in the 70s in order to store the Little Prince, but it is not an adequate working space for engineers and volunteers.
It is like a hemispherical corrugated steel shed thing. Is that an accurate description?
It's actually an underground pedestrian walkway. So it's a culvert. That's actually what it is designed and sold to us as.
Yes, that's Exploration Place Chief Engineer Sean Allen politely clarifying that I am over-intellectualizing a culvert. This is an old, leaky culvert that the Little Prince train is currently stored in.
So it's a culvert, was designed to be buried.
And when you're working in it, you feel like you're buried.
Absolutely. I mean, with the leaks and everything that's coming down, the electrical's questionable. Lights are slowly dimming. It's dirty, wet. Based on today's most standards, it would not be considered an acceptable environment for any type of employee to be working in.
Right, this adds to the whole labor of love mentality surrounding the Little Prince.
Yeah, exactly. So aside from the track repair and the necessary repairs to the Little Prince, something that we've really been talking about is the replacement of the storage shed for the Little Prince. In order to make the operation sustainable, we need to invest in the Little Prince storage facility. Obviously, a 114-year-old train sitting in water and ice all year round is not good for it. It's not going to allow it to last as long as we would like, and it's obviously not good for our volunteers and our workers as well. So something that we've really been talking about with the city is if they'd like us to continue to operate it, that they need to invest in the storage facility itself.
As we came to understand in part one of this program, the Little Prince miniature steam locomotive played a critical role in developing the rail infrastructure of northern BC, sure, but also has continued to operate for over 100 years in our community because at various points, local individuals and the community itself identified the importance of this object to our local history, understood the value of interacting with it, and came forward with the funding and the efforts to keep it going. We can look back on the individuals who prevented it from being scrapped, those who salvaged spare parts out of the Island Cache slough and repaired the train, those who donated it to the city, those who established its current operating route in Clayley-Tenay Memorial Park, and those currently doing their best to operate and maintain the Little Prince. To keep it chugging along into the future, though, Executive Director of the Exploration Place, Alyssa Lear, advocates for more individuals and entities to give it another push down the track that lays ahead.
Economy is tough right now, and families are struggling, so people are watching where their money is being spent.
Yeah.
But this is something that does need considerable investment if we want the operation to continue. We've come to a point in time where the community needs to decide whether they want the Little Prince operational and they want to invest in it, or if this is something the community is no longer interested in having operational. We're a not-for-profit organization, so we can't carry the expenses of operating the Little Prince. So it's really up to the city to decide what they want to do.
People interested in helping out, who can they reach out to? Where can they write a check for $6 million, blank check to, all that stuff?
Obviously, we're really working on getting this Little Prince operational. We have some permitting requirements that we need to work through right now. But if people are interested in sponsoring the Little Prince, they can reach out to either Sean or I at the Exploration Place, and we'd be happy to talk about sponsorship opportunities.
But wait a minute. What do the regulating authorities have to say about all this? We return to Kate Parker, VP of Operations, over at Technical Safety BC.
They do know that Prince George cares deeply about the Little Prince, and certainly our hope is that they will be able to open safely and run this year. I want to recognize how incredibly important the Little Prince is to the community and to its cultural heritage. And so our role is to act as a partner in safety. Once the operator is ready to move forward with repairs, our safety team is fully committed to working with them to verify that the track meets the provincial safety standards so the train can welcome passengers back again safely.
Well, okay. A number of entities seem to be cheering for the miniature scale, steam-operated locomotive that could, the Little Prince. More time and history will demonstrate if our community will prevent its future from derailing altogether.
And as the real thing, of course, I just blew through a switch without looking. So. And it looks like the battery's dying on this guy.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada. through the Local Journalism Initiatives program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.
That's it for Democracy, or for Speak Up. Democracy Now! Is on now.